Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, for today, Sunday, April 7th. Thank you guys for tuning in for the Beauty Talk Beauty News. We have some great news and a great topic of discussion for tonight. So right now I'm going to turn it over to Denise. But before I do, I just want to remind everyone, if you have a comment or a question, you can give us a call at 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. Now I'm going to turn it over to Denise.
Good evening, everyone. And as Denise said, thank you guys for joining us tonight. Welcome to the show. I will start with some beauty news that I have. I know the last show I mentioned some classes that esthetician Joelle Lee was offering. She actually had a class today that was a free class, actually. It was a free training live on Zoom, how to properly prep your clients of color for chemical peels. And I'm mentioning this, although the class is over with, I'm mentioning this because you really have to pay close attention to her website to see, like, what she's offering, and also to her social media. So if you're an esthetician, especially an esthetician that works with skin of color, please pay close attention to Joelle Lee's social media and her website. Her website is joellelee.com. That's joellelee.com. Joellelee.com. I think she has some great classes that she offers. And like I said, for this to be a free Zoom, I mean, it would have been worth it. If, like I said, if you're an esthetician that works with skin of color, this would have been a great opportunity to register for that free class. And so now that we're talking about Joelle, I'll go ahead and run down the list of her classes that she's offering this year for the remainder of the year. Coming up April 21st through the 22nd, she has a two-day chemical peel theory and hands-on class. June 9th through 10th, a two-day client consultation, skin analysis, and facial hands-on class. July 14th and 15th, again, a two-day chemical peel theory hands-on class. August 11th through 12th, another two-day client consultation, skin analysis, and facial hands-on class. September 9th through 10th, a two-day chemical peel theory and hands-on class. November 3rd and 4th, a two-day client consultation, skin analysis, and facial hands-on class. So Joelle Lee is located in the Raleigh, North Carolina area. So if you're in that area or close to that area or you just want to take the class, that's where her classes are offered. But again, please pay close attention to her social media and her website for information on any free online training that she may offer. And these classes actually are really good continuing education classes. So if you need continuing education to maintain your aesthetics licenses, these are great classes to do that. Do I have next? So the powder group, they're always offering something, seems like. But the powder group has a Back to Basics class with James Vincent. Back to Basics online with James Vincent. This class, sorry, hold on, I was just looking for the date that this class is being offered. Let I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong class with James Benson. It's not Back to Basics. I apologize. It's the Makeup 101 with James Benson, but I'll pull that information up in a little bit later. The Business and Beauty of Bridal. Now, this is a class that actually takes place tomorrow in Chicago. So for those of you in Chicago and in the area who may be taking this class, check in with us. Let us know how you like it, because there's two more classes just like it coming up, one in New York City, July 22nd, and the other August 5th in Los Angeles. The Business and Beauty of Bridal has been one of the Powder Group's core programs for more than 15 years. So over that time, as both the bridal and pro makeup industries have evolved, they have evolved this important program regularly to include the most up-to-date and important information from every part of the bridal beauty business. The program remains the most comprehensive and intensive bridal artistry and business program in the industry at the Powder Group, and they are thrilled to be presenting the program live and in person, once again for 2024. So again, it's taking place in Chicago on tomorrow, April 8th, July 22nd in New York City, August 5th in Los Angeles. They have, of course, three different presenters, one for each city, but Michael DeVellis, the founder of the Powder Group, will be along with them. And so, again, they'll bring the event to three cities across the country and feature one of their top bridal presenters in each city. So in Chicago, they will feature Aga Rhodes. In New York City, it will be featuring Joan McDonough. And in Los Angeles, it features Tammy Bernard. And then, like I said again, Michael DeVellis will be presenting alongside all of these ladies. And this class, The Business and Beauty of Bridal, is presented and sponsored by Beekman 1802, Scandinavia, RCMA, Omnia, Senna, Esom, Cinema Secrets, Temp 2, Face Atelier, and a few more. So if you're interested in The Business and Beauty of Bridal, you can register at thepowdergroup.com. Again, that's thepowdergroup.com if you're interested in registering for that. And then I wanted to tell you all a little bit about Legends Makeup Academy. V. Neal has been putting on classes at Legends Makeup Academy. It takes place inside of Friends Beauty in North Hollywood. They have an education section to their business, to their store, and that's where the Legends Makeup Academy will present their classes. Most of the classes are taught by V herself. Some of them are in conjunction with other artists in the industry. And I wanted to give you the classes that were coming up. So there's a class going on this week already, but that one is the Film Industry Makeup Business class, and that's taking place April 8th through April 12th. And that's being taught by V. Neal and, I'm drawing a blank, I'm sorry. But that V. Neal is teaching that particular class. But then there's another class. All of her classes are for 5 days. And the next class that you can possibly register for is April 15th through April 19th. That's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Friends Beauty in their educational loft. And this is a hand-laid facial hair class. I know this is probably, I would love to be out there for that class. This is one of my favorite things to do in the industry is to lay facial hair. But, again, it's April 15th through April 19th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Friends Beauty Educational Loft with Legends Makeup Academy. Then April 22nd through April 26th, there's a character aging and de-aging class. You'll learn from the makeup master, V. Neal, on how to realistically age and de-age. Okay, that's April 22nd through the 26th. And then April 29th through May 3rd, there's a character trauma class. So V will show you how to create and improve your trauma makeup effects. Again, that's April 29th through May 3rd. Then from May 6th through May 10th, the prosthetics application mastery class. So that's a good one to take as well. If you have never applied prosthetics or if you have applied prosthetics but you don't do it often enough, this would be a great class to take, the Prosthetics Application Mastery class. You learn how to apply foam latex, gelatin, prosate appliances. B will teach you how to do all of that. Again, it's May 6th through May 10th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Then there's a foundational ventilation class. So these are, this is for people, especially those wig makers, people who love to make mustaches, things like that. So you learn the art of custom facial hairpiece creation with master ventilator Don Dudley. So this class will be taught by Don Dudley, and that's June 3rd through June 7th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Then there's an intermediate ventilation class that Don is teaching as well, and that's from June 10th through June 14th. So she'll go from June 3rd through the 7th on the foundational ventilation class, and then from June 10th to June 14th, she'll do the intermediate ventilation class. And then there's an advanced ventilation class from June 17th through June 21st, and you'll learn the advanced art of ventilation, creating a beard with master ventilator Don Dudley. So in that advanced class, you will actually learn how to create a beard. That's the advanced ventilation class. And then, again, film industry makeup business class with V. Neal and Nicoletta Scarlatos, and that's August 5th through August 9th. Okay, but again, that's a film industry makeup business class. And then August 12th through the 16th, there's a character trauma class that V will teach. And then ending out the summer, there's another prosthetics application mastery class on August 19th through August 23rd, taught by V. Neal. So, like I said, most of these classes are taught by V. Neal. Some classes are taught by other people, or some classes she will teach alongside another master in the industry. But again, if you're interested in taking any of these classes, if you're in the LA area or you can get to the LA area, these would be some great classes to take, especially being taught by V. Neal. So, again, you can go to legendsmakeup.com. Okay, you can go to legendsmakeup.com, and that will take you to the website for Legends Makeup Academy, and you can see all the classes that V will be offering. Are you there?
I am. I didn't know you were finished.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I have some news of my own, so bear with me. But first, I wanted to ask you, V. Neal, she started an academy, right, herself. So Legends is her academy, right?
Yes, this is hers. Yes, Legends Makeup Academy.
Okay,
hers.
That's what I thought. But you were saying that she's doing most of her classes at Friends. You
yeah,
have a studio.
She offers the classes at Friends, yeah.
But some of her classes are also being taught by other people?
Yeah, there are some people who are teaching some of the classes, like the ventilating classes. V's not teaching that. She said someone else is teaching the ventilating class.
Gotcha. Sort of, it was almost like if she was in her own building and where, you know, you could have these schools where several teachers
no.
are teaching.
No, she's always taught classes at Friends, in their educational law. That's where.
What I'm saying is it's very similar to, you know, remember makeup academies from back in the day. Of course, it would be like a well-known person who owned the academy, but they also had other teachers. So what I'm saying to you is other people teaching for V's academy is very similar to that. Like V's teaching, but then there's other educators at the academy.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Well, it remains to be seen if she – will venture out at some point and actually, like, open up a physical school.
Yeah, These are great classes. Like, she's offering them 5 days, you know, for 5 days for each topic. And I think that's, you know, a reasonable amount of time to learn some of this stuff. So it's not like it's being rushed, you know, like a 1 day class on prosthetic application. You know, it's a 5 day class and it's teaching you everything. So
nice. Well, good for her, because I believe she's retired from actually physically doing film and TV.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I thought. Well, good for her. Good for her. She's a great person to learn from. So if you're in the L.A. area or can get to the L.A. area, it's worth your time and it's worth the money. All right. So I just wanted to give you a couple of pro beauty updates, Professional Beauty Association updates. I've been mentioning throughout the year so far, NAHA 2024, that takes place on June 2nd at Premier Orlando. So if you're attending the Premier Orlando show and want to attend the NAHA events, that's June 2nd, 2024, and it's $69 for general admission, $189 for VIP, and $40 for students. So if you want to secure your spot and get your early bird tickets, you have until April 24th. So they're still selling early bird tickets, and it goes until April 24th. So that's this month. So get your discounted tickets as soon as possible. Again, that date is June 2nd, 2024. A couple save the dates I have. The show is now called Premier. So Premier Orlando, let me see if I can explain it. I don't know if any of you realize this or remember us talking in detail about this, but Premier Orlando has always been a premier show. It's been going on since forever. It's a huge show in Orlando, Florida. This year, taking place June 1st through the 3rd. So, again, get your early bird tickets by April 24th. If you remember us always mentioning ISSE, that would always happen in Long Beach, California, and that it was used to be like around January, sometime in January. That show is no longer. So when I say Premier, formerly ISSE, it was really the Long Beach show has now turned into Premier. And that takes place in Anaheim. And it actually took place already for this year back in February. But ISSE is now called Premier Anaheim. And it took place back in February. So February is around about late January, early February is around about when that show will take place every year. But it is now called Premier. It's part of the Premier family. I'm not sure if it was 2022 or 2023, but there was a bunch of merging of big beauty shows, and ISSE was one of them. It's still in California. They just moved it to Anaheim, and it's now part of the Premier family. Also coming from Premier San Antonio, September 15th through 16th, that's new. And Premier Columbus, September 29th through 30th. That is new. So it's interesting how they merged, and then now there's a lot of shows popping up. So, again, Premier San Antonio, September 15th and 16th, and Premier Columbus, September 29th and 30th. So save the date for that. And if you need any more information on when tickets will go on sale for those September shows, I know they're not on sale right now, but if you need any more information about that show or Premier Orlando, you can go to probeauty.org. All right. We're always talking and mentioning about the Beacon Class of 2024. And Beacon is an elite program for students. So students from beauty schools all over the country can apply for this program, and they have now accepted their Beacon Class of 2024. I'm not going to announce the names of the students because it's just too many, so but I will announce the names of the schools and what part of the country they're from. So, excuse me, in Alabama, the Bevel State Community College, California, Paul Mitchell, the school in Fresno, Paul Mitchell, the school in Sacramento, so those are both northern Cali schools, and then Florida, the Aveda Institute, Brandon, the Aveda Institute, Clearwater, the Aveda Institute, Jacksonville, the Aveda Institute, Orlando, the Aveda Institute, South Florida, the Aveda Institute, St. Petersburg, the Aveda Institute, Tallahassee, the Aveda Institute, Tampa Bay, and the Paul Mitchell School in Tampa. Florida is huge. Georgia, the Aveda Institute, Atlanta, the Paul Mitchell, the school, Isani. In Idaho, Aveda Institute, Twin Falls, Paul Mitchell, the school, Coeur d'Alene, Paul Mitchell, the school, Rexburg. In Illinois, Educators of Beauty. Indiana, Aveda Frederick Institute, Indianapolis. Also, the Michiana Beauty College in Indiana. In Iowa, the Aveda Institute, Des Moines. Paul Mitchell, the school, Boise. In Maryland, the Temple Frederick, a Paul Mitchell partner school. Massachusetts, Peabody Veterans Memorial High School. Okay, the high school must have a program. In Michigan, Douglas J. Aveda Institute, East Lansing. Also, the Douglas J. Aveda Institute in Grand Rapids. The Douglas J. Aveda Institute in Royal Oak. The Hair Lab Detroit Barber School. The Paul Mitchell, the school, Michigan. Tulip City Beauty College, Moore Beauty Schools. In Nevada, the Paul Mitchell, the school, Reno. North Carolina, Aveda Institute, Chapel Hill. College of Wilmington. And then Ohio, Aveda Fredericks Institute, Cincinnati. Aveda Institute, Columbus. And that's actually where that premier Columbus show, that's Ohio. Paul Mitchell, the school, Cleveland. Paul Mitchell, the school, Columbus. In Texas, another big state, Aveda Arts and Science Institute, Corpus Christi. Aveda Institute, Houston. Ogle School, Dallas. Ogle School, Denton. Ogle School, Hearst. Ogle School, North Dallas. School, San Antonio. Ogle School, Stafford. Ogle School, Willowbrook, Salon Boutique Academy, and in Virginia, the Aveda Arts and Sciences Institute, Arlington. So congratulations to the class of 2024. Again, like I said, there are a lot of students who participate in all of those programs that I just announced. And this PBA Beacon Elite Program for students is also in partnership with the JCPenney Beauty and Salon. All right, and then just a quick announcement about membership. For those of you who aren't beauty professionals and don't really know much about PBA, which is the Pro Beauty Association, I really encourage you to go out there and take a look at what they have to offer. They have gathered the most comprehensive package of benefits to specifically cater to your needs as a beauty professional. So you're a hairstylist, makeup artist, esthetician, a nail tech, a barber, a massage therapist, any salon and spa-related beauty service. This is a place for you. As you know, like when you're freelancing, working in salons and things, there's no insurance packages, so this is definitely a way to get coverage. you know, for like to help you get insured, to help you with everything that you need to know if you are a salon owner, or if you want to be a salon owner, this is the place to be. They offer online education, and then of course, you know, I've always make the announcements about the different shows throughout the country that go on. And for those of you who've never attended a beauty industry trade show, such as Premiere, or I'm trying to think of the one that's in the really big one that's in New York, can't think right off, but it is really worth it. You can definitely get an education, and like for those people who are licensed, you can get your continuing education hours just by attending. So it's definitely a plus. But they offer memberships, several different memberships, and one of them is called the Business of One membership. So that's just pretty much your solopreneur. A salon and spa membership, student membership, business membership, visionary membership, and licensed professional membership. So you definitely want to check them out. And April is Hairstylist Appreciation Month. You can save 20% on on one of your licensed pro memberships, particularly the Business of One membership and the licensed pro membership. And you can do that by using the code APRIL20. So that's APRIL20. Okay? And you can get 20% off your membership. And membership, the PPA, is very reasonable. So if you want to know more about the pricing, want to know exactly what the details of each membership, go out to their website to find out more information. That's www.probeauty.org.
Sorry, I had to take a sip of water. So I was scrolling through Facebook, which I don't do often, and I came across, I can't remember what group it was in, but I came across one of those makeup groups where there was a makeup artist in there who talked about a client that she had. I believe it was a bride. And, you know, she of course, she had a consultation with the bride and all of that. But on the day of the wedding, and she does the bride's makeup, I guess at some point throughout the day, the bride started to react and break out. And so the bride wasn't happy with the job she did. Of course, you know, the bride blamed her for, you know, her skin reacting and breaking out. And previously in the consultation, they went through, you know, all the things that the bride liked, what she liked to use. And of course, the artist, you know, talked to her about what she had in her kit and things like that. It was never brought up that the bride had sensitive skin. I'm not sure if the makeup artist asked the bride if she had, you know, if she had, like, you know, allergies or anything. Not sure about that. At least that's not what she stated in her post. But the bride obviously is allergic to something. She obviously has sensitive skin, but she blamed the makeup artist for, you know, her skin reacting the way it did. And it just made me think about a situation some years ago. We were working on the show Step Up, and of course at Step Up, you know, we have tons of dancers. And I remember this was on a Monday, and we were, you know, getting everybody ready for the day, and one of the dancers was late, and she had been performing with some musician. I'm not sure if it was like Usher or somebody like that. She had been, you know, previously that weekend, you know, out in LA performing with them. So she was late getting to Atlanta and getting to set. So when she got to set, she came in and we gave her to a makeup artist that was available. And so the makeup artist did her makeup, and she starts to react to it. And one of the very first things the makeup artist asked her was if she had, I believe she asked her if she was allergic to any products or if she had any kind of allergies or something like that. And I think, I can't remember exactly what she said, but whatever it was that she said, I think she may have said that her skin was sensitive. She didn't have allergies, but her skin was sensitive. I think that's what she said. So the makeup artist pulls out a moisturizer for sensitive skin. She puts it on the actress, on the dancer, and she starts to react to it. So she gets upset, almost blaming the makeup artist. So at this point, the makeup artist is, like, upset, not knowing what to do or whatever. So I pulled her over to my chair, and I started asking her different questions and everything, and just kind of, like, I think doing whatever I could do to just kind of help her, because she was upset about being late, and she still wanted to be able to perform with the other dancers. So that was her main concern. But the whole time, she knew that there were certain things that she couldn't wear as far as skincare and makeup goes. So she's used to doing her own makeup. So I couldn't figure out why, if you're late and you know you're going to be late, but you still want to perform with everybody else, why not do your own makeup? Instead of coming into the hair and makeup trailer, just do your own makeup, because you know you're sensitive to certain things, and you know certain things are going to cause you to break out. And so later, you know, after having further discussions with her, it was found out that there was something specific that she was allergic to and things like that. And so we had conversations with her to basically tell her, you know, whenever you go, you know, to get your makeup done, wherever it is that you go, if somebody else is doing your makeup, one, really what you need to do is just bring your own makeup and just let them use that if you want them to do it for you. Just bring your own makeup. And then not just that, but to leave the conversation with, this is what I'm allergic to, this is what I can and cannot use. So it's like I couldn't understand why, knowing that her skin was quote-unquote sensitive, knowing that she's allergic to something, that you wouldn't state that up front instead of allowing somebody to, even if the moisturizer said for sensitive skin. I just wouldn't have allowed anybody to put that on me at all.
One of the things that you failed to mention was this dancer, whenever she came to set, she would always bring her own foundation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She had her own foundation with her.
Yeah, she would always bring her own foundation. And we knew already that she was sensitive. We knew already that she was sensitive. And so when the young lady asked her if she was allergic to anything, she didn't say anything about being allergic. She said sensitive. And that's a key word. A lot of women who aren't makeup artists, I think they use those two terms interchangeably, not realizing that it's two separate things. And so,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? And so when she said sensitive, the makeup artist pulled out sensitive skin products. And the ingredient that she's allergic to was in that sensitive skin product. So, you know, that's the kind of thing, like, you have to be very, very clear. And it was such a big deal that day because the choreographers were blaming the makeup artist. And I told her, I said, no, it is not her fault. I said, you know, this dancer When somebody asks you if you're allergic, you have to say what you are allergic to. You just can't say sensitive. You know, and that's the thing. You have to really educate people on that. And I don't care, because you said the key word earlier, and you were talking about the young lady on the Facebook had a consultation with a client. And that's the key word. I don't care if you work in film and television, if you do photo shoots, if you work at the makeup counter, if you do weddings. It doesn't matter, you know, where you work as a makeup artist. You have to have a consultation. You just have to. There's no way you should be touching anyone's face without asking them a few questions. It doesn't have to be this long, drawn-out thing. It's just very simple. Are you allergic to anything? You know. Then you can say, do you have sensitive skin? You know, and make sure you're being very clear about what the two things are. Sensitive skin and being allergic is two different things. And it just so happened that this particular dancer, what she was allergic to, was in the sensitive skin product, and she just told the makeup artist that she was sensitive. That doesn't mean anything to us. That you're sensitive. Okay. But if you don't tell me that you're allergic to something, I'm not going to know. So I can look at my products and make sure they don't have that particular ingredient if you tell me that. And that's the whole thing we were trying to explain to the young the dancer. It's more to it than that. And what she would always say her problem was she was upset. She was getting back in town really late from, you know, being out on the road. And so she was all in the air about that. Then this sensitive skin issue comes up. Now she's thinking that she's not going to be able to perform and be on camera like she's supposed to. So all of that is playing in her head. And then the choreographer wants somebody else to blame for it. And this dancer this dancer has said before, the same thing happened to me at the Grammys.
Yep.
And so the point I'm trying to get across to people who are listening, but also to these dancers and these performers, whether you're an actor, singer, dancer, whatever, to performers is that you have to know. And you can't, you can't blame the makeup artist. All the makeup artist is doing is putting it on your face. Now, you have to know what's in your products. You have to know what's in your products. I don't break you out. The product broke you out.
But for someone who has that issue often, you should know exactly what that ingredient is. You should know. So that you can tell a makeup artist, I can't use moisturizers with X, Y, and Z. You know?
And that's how, and that's what made her start applying her own foundation when she broke out at the Grammy.
But that's what she has to do. So that's what I'm saying. She had all of that stuff with her in her trailer or whatever. So I could not understand why she didn't just apply that before she came to the makeup trailer. Because at that point, all the makeup artist had to do was just put on eyeshadow, because that that doesn't bother her.
Right.
So, you know, I don't get it. I don't get it. It's like people have to, you know, if you wear makeup and you wear it enough, and you wear skincare products and you wear it enough, you know what you normally react to and what you don't. So if you're not reacting to it, then it's safe to say, okay, I can use that. But things that you do react to, start a list. Start a list and say, okay, I reacted to this product. And then, you know, if you try something else and you react to it, I reacted to this product. Put that on your list. Then go through those products and look to see what's the one or two ingredients on, you know, in these products that's the same. That may be what you're allergic to. You know, and compare it to what you're not, you know, for things that don't, you know, make you react.
Right. And if a dermatologist or, you know, doctor or whatever tells you that this is what you are allergic to, then that's a word, even if you can't pronounce it, that's a word you need to be you need to have it everywhere possible. You know, make a note in your phone. When I get my makeup applied by someone else, I can't have this ingredient. Because with her applying her own foundation, it may not, you know, have been the answer to the problem. And the makeup artist hadn't even gotten to the foundation yet. Well, you know, she put all the makeup and everything on. I can't remember if it was after everything was applied she started to have a reaction, or if she started to have a reaction right away, like after she applied the skincare, because I think it took a minute before we figured out what product it was. But, you know, we backtracked and took a look at all the products, because putting on her own foundation may not be the answer to the problem. So when you were at the Grammys and somebody did your makeup, they may have put a skincare product on you and then put foundation on you. And then when you had a reaction, you thought it was the foundation. A lot of people always think it's the foundation. They think it's the makeup. They don't think about the skincare.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they always think it's the makeup. And then they want to, you know, bring their own makeup. A lot of them want to turn to clean beauty stuff, you know, that's chemical free, and thinking that that's the issue, and really it's the skincare.
Yeah.
And you know how we feel, and you know how we feel about skincare. Like, honestly, you know, everybody, especially if you're a performer, that's the first thing you want to take care of.
Absolutely.
You know, you want to take care of that skin. And I think that's where you start. You start with taking care of your skin. You also start but paying attention to, you know, if any skincare product irritates your skin, you know, you have a weird reaction, start there. And the first thing you want to change if you have a reaction with your skincare is don't change your foundation, skincare. And then move forward. And so I don't know at what point, you know, when she was at the Grammys, I didn't remember her saying specifically what it was, or if they even knew what it was. She just started doing her own foundation. And when she was on our show, she would always come in the makeup trail again, like you were saying, with her foundation on. So then it was just a matter of doing all the other stuff, which was fine, so everything went well. But then when she came in at the last minute and we started from scratch, you know, she may have been upset about it or whatever, and the choreographer may have been, she was more upset, not with the makeup artist, she was more upset with, like, she was afraid she wasn't going to be able to go on camera. The choreographer was thinking, oh, it's the makeup artist's fault. It's the makeup artist's fault. But to be honest with you, that happening that day was a blessing in disguise, because she learned a lesson. She learned a lesson, and I promise you, she probably didn't have that issue anywhere else at all. Because when she learned, we told her, when you have to learn how to say what it is that you're actually allergic to. And when you know that, when you know what you're allergic to and you're sitting on that information, you can't blame not one makeup artist. I don't care if it's in L.A. at the Grammys or Atlanta on set. You cannot blame the makeup artist.
Right.
When you know what you're allergic to.
Absolutely.
And then to makeup artists, I want to say you have to have that consultation, whether it's 2 minutes or 20 minutes. But you have to talk to people. You have to find out if there's any allergies, if there's anything that irritates their skin, if they have any problems with their skin that you need to know about. Those are things that you need to know. So you need to be very specific in your you can't go up to a client and say, hey, do you have sensitive skin? And then that's the end of your consultation. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It's got to be more than that. So, you know, it's a real issue, but that day, everybody learned a lot.
Absolutely.
The makeup artist was so, you know, she was so upset and, you know, she was so up in the air. And we were trying to tell her, listen, calm down. It's not your fault. We're not upset with you. You didn't do anything wrong. You did exactly how we always ask all these makeup artists on the team to do. You had a conversation with her. I heard you ask her. You know, I heard her say she was sensitive. And this was a dancer that this particular makeup artist had never done before. But we all, as a department, knew that she was sensitive because she would always come in already having her foundation done. So we knew that part, but we didn't know the detail. And I, like I said, you know, you have to, if you know what you're allergic to, you have to share that information. You just can't stop at sensitive.
Exactly.
So on your Facebook situation, did it ever say how things ended?
No, because she was just seeking feedback on what she should have done or, you know, how she should have handled it and things like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. I guess that's the one thing is be very specific and make sure that you as the artist, that you're very clear about what the client is saying to you.
Yeah. I think what's important is just have that conversation. It's just like if you're an esthetician and and before you start doing a facial on someone, you do a skin analysis, and you talk to your client about their skin, you know, what they're using on their skin, you know, at the time. That's why I think it's so important. When I was reading about, Joelle Lee's classes. I just think it's great that she has that 2-day client consultation, skin analysis, and facial, you know, hands-on class. Like, I think, especially to have it for 2 days, I mean, I think that's, it must be important if for it to be at least 2 days and you're talking about a consultation, it's very important. It's very important. And then, you know,
absolutely,
of course, for an esthetician being able to analyze somebody's skin, but if you're a makeup artist, you know, it's not like you're looking at somebody's skin under lights and you know, you really getting in there, getting a feel for their skin. You're not necessarily doing that. But it's important to have that little 5-10 minute consultation to talk to them about their skin, about anything that they're allergic to, not just, you know, ingredients like chemical ingredients, but also food allergies. Because sometimes there may be food ingredients in some of these products. So you have to talk to them about everything.
Absolutely. I wanted to also add for makeup artists who don't have an aesthetics background, it's very important that you learn something about skin. And then for all makeup artists, I always suggest having a little cosmetic ingredient, little dictionary, a little book of cosmetic, you know, terms and ingredients. Always keep something like that handy, even if it's not on set with you, but just always, you know, purchase one of those so that's something that you can kind of familiarize yourself with. But, yeah, you definitely have to learn a little something about skin for those who don't have that aesthetics background.
Yeah, exactly. 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 So I wanted to give some information really quickly on the American Beauty Show that's being held in Chicago later this month that Julia Pettis just sent over to me. Give me 1 second. I'm going to pull it up. Hold on.
Now, Julia is... she's nominated for something, right?
Not that I know of.
Julia is always nominated for something.
Okay, so it's a the American Beauty Show in Chicago, and this is What's Next. It's taking place April 20th through the 22nd, and this session is Breaking Into Session Styling, and it's a workshop taking place on April 22nd at 12:30 p.m. And says, in this workshop, you will learn the process behind conceptualizing to develop your own photo shoot. We ideate with you on how to reach out to build teams, understanding turnaround times, and effectively communicating when on set. You will also see a photo shoot live during the class on a real model. And they're saying you really don't want to miss this experience. So Julia is one of the educators for this class. A photographer named West Eel. He is actually a part of this class as well. And so, again, if you're attending the American Beauty Show, you may want to check out Breaking Into Session Styling, April 22nd at 12:30 p.m., Breaking Into Session Styling. And then she's doing, she's a part of a panel discussion, Tapping Into Film and TV. That's Sunday, April 21st. At 1:30 p.m., and that's going to be on the Beauty Innovation Stage, a panel discussion on Tapping Into Film and Television, Sunday, April 21st, 1:30 p.m., on the Beauty Innovation Stage. So you don't want to miss that as well. It's American
nice.
Beauty Show.
And if I'm not mistaken, one of our listeners is part of that panel.
Oh, yeah. I think Viola Nicholson is a part of that panel, correct?
Yeah. Yep. It's going to be interesting. I love it. I would love to know how that's going. I wish some of these big beauty shows had an online component.
Yeah, I think people are like, you know what, COVID's over is what people are thinking. Not really, but it is. But you know, COVID's over. We want to be in the place, you know. We want to be live and in person. But I think it would make sense for some of these shows to keep an online piece to some things. I think it will. I mean, you know. It'll bring more attention to your show because there are a lot of people out there who may not be aware of certain shows, but also makes it affordable for people to attend some of these shows because a lot of times people can't, you know, they can afford the ticket to the actual show, but just, you know, if they're out of town, just to travel to get there and things like that, you know, sometimes it makes it a little expensive for some people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you guys, that's our show for tonight. Greatly appreciate you guys tuning in. I am excited about some of the shows we have lined up coming up, so stay tuned for that. Again, thank you to those who will listen to tonight's show on the playback. We greatly appreciate your support. And for our friends over in the UK, and in Africa and Australia and some of the other international locations where we have listeners, thank you guys as well. We greatly appreciate it. So without you have any other things you want to say before I go off?
Yeah, I will just say you can follow Janice and I both on Facebook, X, and Instagram by our names. I'm at Denise Tunnell, and Janice is at Janice Tunnell. And Tunnell is spelled T-U-N-N-E-L-L. And then you can follow us. You can follow Beauty Talk on Facebook or Beauty Talk Online. And then on X, we are Beauty_Talk. And on Instagram, we're Beauty_Talk_Media.
All right. Well, with that being said, I greatly appreciate it. And one of these days, we're going to get back on X, like you said, for our, what do we used to call them? I like to call it Twitter. So for our tweet chat, I guess it's an X chat now?
No, Spaces. You're talking about Spaces.
Oh, Spaces. Well, you know, you know, I don't remember the names of any of that stuff, but for spaces, we're going to get back on X at some point and do spaces, but that'll be coming up soon. We'll keep you posted. For those out there who are our regulars who joined us on spaces, we're going to do that sometime soon in the near future. All right. Again, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate you. Have a wonderful evening and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you.